You're listening to SBS News.
One in four executive and middle management jobs at Telstra are set to be cut over the next 3 years. Telstra Chief Executive Andy Penn says they will be part of about 8,000 jobs cut.
But if we're going to be competitive, if we're going to deliver the sort of products and services to our customers, if we're going to deliver for our shareholders, I have to be authentic and I have to be transparent that that's the scale of change that Telstra needs today.
A $50 million fund will be available to the affected staff. But Communications Union National President Shane Murphy says he's losing faith.
I think the community trust in Telstra is already at an alarming rate considering the amount of outages over many, many months and over the last 12 months or more. We've had broadband services off the air.
The job cuts are part of a three-year strategy called Telstra 2022, saving the company a further $1 billion. Andy Penn says it's a direct response to the changing market dynamics.
The telecommunications sector has never been under more pressure. With the development of the NBN, very significant increased competition, a lot of pressure to invest from a perspective of investing in these new technologies.
The three-year strategy includes creating a standalone infrastructure business called InfraCo, housing fixed network assets like data centres, pipes and exchanges. Mobile network assets will remain with Telstra. A planned simplification of consumer and small business plans would also reduce the number of them from 1,800 to just 20. A technology expert at finder.com.au, Alex Kinnan, says there may be pros and cons for consumers.
Previously, if you were on an old plan, you could stay on an old plan, whether or not it was good value or not. Shifting that many customers over opens up the market and opens up a lot of pressure on that market. People may not choose to stay with Telstra.
The portfolio manager at Clime Asset Management, David Walker, says a move to unlimited data plans may lead to giving up $500 million in mobile revenues, along with pressure on future dividends.
That could be a swing factor in results, and that will now leave the business. So it adds to the earnings pressure, and amongst other reasons is why the stock is down, because there is a miss to 2019 earnings below what the market was expecting. We are now looking after today's announcement at the 2019 dividend being as low as 15 to 19 cents a year.
But as the company looks to 5G technology in a post-NBN world, some shareholders, like the Australian Shareholders Association's Mervyn McDougall, are optimistic.
We're satisfied that they are doing the right thing by the shareholders for the longer term. Yes, we see this as a temporary lull in revenue while other things pick up.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.